All right, we're starting Daf Pei Gimel, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. The sugya was discussing that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel brought down, there was a machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. We had two different versions of how Rabbi Yochanan was quoted. Either it was Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, or it was Rav Asi asked Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan responded. But either way, the machlekes was, what happens if somebody makes a neder from shtei kikaros, ba'achas misana, which the way we explained it was, it was pasniki, it was seilus nikia, it was made out of good flour, good stuff. And the other one was seilus kibur, it was pas kibur, okay, made out of coarser, not as enjoyable. So ba'achas misana, ba'achas ena misana, that the one made out of the better stuff is considered inui. Okay, that she has inui by not being able to eat, and the other one would not be an inui. So we introduce the idea that, again, within a neder, that is one category, the Ran said that they're both, it's both eichel. So the machlek is Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Can the hafara apply to only one of them? So Shmuel said that the hafara, because it's a din, you can't have a hafara, a partial hafara. So therefore, since, and when we look at the whole situation, so the hafara either has to be, the way we explained it, was 0 or 100%. Since we look at the whole situation, and lamaisa, there's inui here, even though it's only on part of it, but when I look at the whole thing, there's inui. So I have to say that if I have to pick one, is it not mefer at all, or 100% mefer, we'd have to say 100% mefer. And Rav Yochanan says that no, that the din, that hafara has to be 100%, is on whatever is mefer, a bull, whatever is subject to hafara, then you can't go ahead and split that and say partial hafara, partial not hafara. So, but if something is not shayach to hafara, meaning because it's not inui, so then you wouldn't be able to be made for it at all, and that would not be a problem, and therefore the hafara only applies to half. So now, eighth day, we're going to ask a couple of kashas based on that. Okay, and this is really going to be a kasha on there's going to be a kasha on Rav Yechanan Shita, who said that you can be mefer part of it. So let's ask the following shaila: Ha'isha shenadra ben nazir, a woman that took a neder in what form of nizirus? V'haisa sheisa yayin u'metama lemesim, and she would drink wine and metama lemesim. So those are the two things you cannot violate. That's what Nazirus is for, right? Now within Nazirus, there's an isser on wine and all grape products. Zug, b'chartzon, grape products, grape seeds, grape peels. Okay, so grape products and the isser of being metama lemesim. Harei zu seifeg eses harabayim. So she would get malchus. Okay, standard case. Woman takes on Nazirus, she violates her Nazirus, layachel devaroi. Okay, and therefore she would get standard violation penalty. That's Malchus for violating Nazirus. Hafer la baila. Now, what happens if the Baal was mefer the Nazirus? The form of neder that we're talking about is Nazirus, so he's mefer the Nazirus. Vihi la yada shahafer la. She did not know that the Baal was mefer at all. V'haisa sheisa yayin. She's sitting there drinking wine, thinking that she did something she's not supposed to do. Umetama lemesim. She's metama lemesim. So she violates her Nazirus, but her Nazirus had already gone away because the Baal was mefer it. So now, she's not going to get malchus. Now, the e amrit mefer le misana ve'ein mefer le she'ein misana. If you say like Rav Yochanan that the hafara is only, again, we were mefer shtei kikaros, one was created inui because it was made out of good flour, and one's no inui. So if you say according to Rav Yochanan that you could only, the hafara only applies to this, to the kikar that creates inui. So ve'i amrit mefer le misana ve'ein mefer le she'ein misana dilma, and the Ran says it's not really a dilma. Dilma min yayin de isla tzara hafarla. So if we look at it, the isser for her to drink grape products is wine and grape peels. Now we understand grape peels, grape seeds, whatever it is, but we understand wine, not her not being able to drink wine would be inui. That makes a lot of sense. But her not being able to eat the leftover grape peels, that's not inui. Okay, Dilma min ayayin de isla tzara hafarla, min achartzon min zug loy hafarla. Daha loy isla tzara. There is no tzar by her not being able to eat chartzon and zug, grape peels, right? The psoilus of grapes. Vitispa yisar bayim. And lamaisa, she's now violating her nizirus. So even though the baal was made for the wine portion of it, because that's inui, elamai must be, and again, it's like the Ran here says that this is not a real Dilma. Lav davka, he says. It's not a real dilma. That's what it is. Look at it. Okay, she's usher to eat, to drink wine and any grape products. Wine is inoy. Grape products is not inoy. According to Rav Yochanan, mefer lemesana, veinu mefer lesheinu mesana. So the hafara that the Baal did to be mefer, the nazirus, should only apply to the wine portion. The iser nazirus, or the restriction of a nazirus, should remain into effect for any of the other grape products. And therefore, she should get malchus. So why did the Mishnah say that she doesn't get malchus? So the Gemara answers, I'm Rav Yosef, ein nazirus lechatzayin. You cannot have partial nazirus. It has to go all one way or another. Okay, and therefore, there is no such thing as a hafara just on the wine. It has to be, they all go together. Since the Ran says you can't take on a nazirus and say, I only want it to be applicable to chartzon and zog, that's not a nazirus. So even there, Rav Yochanan is going to agree. Okay, the machlekes could be by bread, where there's nothing saying that I have when I made for one, I have to make for the other. Maybe the hafara would only apply on the davar sheyesh b'inoy. But over here, there is a special din by nazirus, and the iser of what he's trying to be made for here is not. She didn't say I'm not going to drink wine, and I'm not going to eat. Zug and Chartzon, she said, then she's going to take on Nazirus. It's a unit. It's one set. And therefore, certainly even here, Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that if you're mefer one part of the wine restriction, you'd have to be mefer. Now, Amar Le Abaya. Now, okay, here we're going to nitpick on one very specific lashon, a very technical question that Gemara is going to ask. So we said, Ein Nazirus L'Chatzayin. Okay, what we didn't say was, Ein Chatzayin bin Nazirus. There's no such thing as havesies when it comes to Nazirus. We said a Nazirus l'chatzayin. So now we're picking on that lashon. Meaning, there's two components to a Nazir, right? There's the beginning and the end. The beginning is, or the beginning could be the middle and the end, but there's the what she's restricting herself. But even if she stays away from wine and she doesn't become Tameh, at the end she also has a Chiyuv to bring Karbanos. So the fact that we focused Ein The fact that we focused on the restriction part, ein nazirus l'chatzayin, the nazirus, we didn't say ein chatzayin bin nazirus, and now the Gemara is making a deal. Amar le Abaya ha-karbon l'chatzayin nazirus ikah. So you didn't say that there's no such thing as havesies with anything that's in teres nazirus. You said that when it comes to conducting yourself as a nazir, there's no, you can't go half.
That's because we're talking about nazir.
Right. So, but and all we're picking on is that if we're making a deal like we normally do, we're going to fall off it. But the Gemara is entertaining. Okay, that again, he didn't. And I'll just read the words. Midika amrinon ein nazirus lachatzayim v'loy kamin ein chatzayim ben nazirus. Very much technical in this deal. The fact that you said ein nazirus lachatzayim, you didn't say ein chatzayim ben nazirus. So that means we can make a diyuk, ha-karbon l'chatzi nazirus ikka, that there is a chi of carbon for chatzi nazirus. So that, right, and then Gemara has bit me up, really? Ella, carbon l'chatzi nazirus ikka, so ella, I'm going to buy a nazirus l'chatzayim, ain't carbon l'chatzayim. No, don't make that diyuk. Okay, now, meisvei. So that was the first part. Now let's, okay, really, ain't carbon l'chatzayim. So now, again, we made a diyuk. Now we're coming to say, okay, no, that's not true. Meaning there's no Nazirus al-Chatzayin, there's no Karbanos of Nazirus al-Chatzayin, there's no Chatzayin at all, my Nazirus. How does that manifest itself when we talk about grapes? That we understand that the Baal can't be mefer the wine portion and leave in effect of Nazirus the Zug and Chartzen, the other grape product portion. Meisvei, fracting more, really? Ain't Karban al-Chatzayin? Okay, that's what we're actually sticking with. Ein karbon lechatzayin, meisveya isha shin nadra ben nazir. So let's say a woman, she takes on nazirus, v'hefrisha behemta. So at this point, we're talking about she becomes tummy. So there's two, let's just talk about the karbonos of nazirus. There's two different types of karbonos that are shayach to a nazir. So if a nazir successfully completes stam nazirus lamed yam, completes the time period in which they're not drinking wine, and doesn't become tameh, sails through, does the nazirus for 30 days. At the end of the process, it's going to bring three karbonos. Okay, it's going to be an oila and a chatas oila and shlamim. Those are the three. Three karbonos, three full animals. Now, if a person becomes tameh, they also bring, now, at some point in the middle of the nazirus, they become tameh. Okay, so tumas meis, So what happens is they have to bring also three karbanos, but it's different. It's a chatas and an oil of an oif, a bird, and one asham. So it's different three karbanos. And then what would normally happen is in Aziris would write Yamam Rishonim Yiplu, Kitame Nizrai. Whatever you did doesn't count, and you got to start counting over again. But there's those three karbanos. So we're going to see over here, it gets a little confusing which three karbanos we're talking about. But let's see. Meisvei ha'isha shenadra benazir, v'hifrisha behemta. Okay, so we're talking about a woman that becomes tame, and she separates an animal, she separates an animal for this tame set of animals, karbanos, that she has to bring for violating the naziris or becoming tame. So v'frisha behemta v'achar chafer labayla, then the baal is made for the naziris after she was already tame. So mevia chatas ha'oif. She brings the chatas ha'oif. Okay, like we said, there's a chat for a tame nazir, nazir becomes tame, they have to bring a chatas ha'oif and an asham. So she can bring the chatas ha'oif. She brings dafka the chatas ha'oif. Ve'eina mevia elas ha'oif. She doesn't bring the elas ha'oif. Now, sounds here, we just said, Ein Nazirus Lachatzayin. Okay, now we didn't say Ein Chatzayin B'Nazirus, but in effect, we're basically saying it's the same thing, that you can't split the Isser of which grape, wine versus grape products, and also you can't split split the Karbanos of a Nazir either. Now we're saying that right over here, she's only going to bring the Chatzayin, not the Ilasayin. The Amrit Ein Karban Lachatzayin Nazirus. If you say there's no Karban for Chatzayin Nazirus, Amai may be a chatas ha'oif. Why doesn't she bring the chatas ha'oif? Why does she bring the chatas ha'oif? She's now bringing partial set of karbanos. You just said there's no chatzayin by karbanos of naziris either. So the Gemara says, okay, well, one second, let's look at the other side. Ve'elamai yesh karban lechatzayin naziris. So you want to tell me there is karbanos for chatzayin naziris? Meaning, here we're viewing this as, and the Ran explains that our sugya is going with the concept of megas gaius, which means we know this. At the Ran Shita, we said this. Problem is, it doesn't work 100% with the sugya in Nazir, but we'll save that for Nazir, and then in Nazir maybe we'll say we saved it. We discussed it here, but there's two. But we definitely discussed the difference between hafara and being matur nether, right? Matur nether is oikir the nether. When it comes to hafara, it's megas gaius, meaning it stops the nether where it is. So now what we're saying is like this. If there is a nizirus for chatzi nizirus, meaning she was a nizira, she did her nizirus, now she became tame, so her nizirus was in effect, so she should have to bring the karbanos of a tame nazir. Why? Because, yes, the baal stepped in and was mefer, but that was after she already became tame. She already violated that part of the nizirus, so she should have to bring full karbanos. So we're now picking up on, how could you tell me that there's ein chatzayin Benaziros, what do you mean? She's bringing the chatas ha'oif. Okay, well, let's say there is chatzayim benaziros. It's not partial karbanos. It's even partial naziros would be subject to baal megas gaius, to the karbanos for tamei nazir.
Can you just say that it's not bringing it as a chatzayim nazir situation? She's just bringing a karbon because she has.
So normally, and it's very good. That's what we're going to end up. But normally, you have to understand that you can't just do that. Ein mevi'in chulin la'azara is the normal situation. So you can't just go ahead and bring karbanos. All right, we'll just bring karbanos like that. You could, certain ones you can, but chatos and asham, you can't necessarily, right? So normally chatos, no. Chatos, actually, yes, and that's what the Gemara is going to answer. But yes, okay, so now. So you want to say that a chatzin nazirus should require the karbanos. So guess what? It's not just one karban. It's not just chatos ha'if. It's chatos ha'if, elos ha'if, and asham. She has to have to bring the full slate of tamei karbanos for another. Shalosh behemas ba'ilah suye chatos oilu v'shlamim. Now what we're basically saying, the Gemara is now switching, and the way the Ran learns this now is that, okay, and let's say we don't even have to talk about a tamei situation. That brisa happens to be talking about a tamei situation. So in tamei set of karbanos, it's chatos oif, oilas oif, and asham. But let's not even go to chat. Let's not even. That's that specific case there where she became tamei, and therefore she. And then the baal was made for her. But let's say a regular situation. She has a regular nazirus, and halfway through the baal is made for her. She never became tamei. So if you say that there is, in regards to karbanos, there is a nazirus l'chatzayin, and the only right. What we tried to say that there's no nazirus l'chatzayin. Right, at all. Okay, we want to know, based on that, by the case of a tummy person, why is she bringing a chatas ha'if? So the Gemara says, well, one second. If you want to say she's mechayev in karbanos, let's look at a regular situation. If you want to say, the other flip side of that is that there is karbanos l'chatzayim. So let's look at a regular situation where, that's why it switched just a little, regular situation where there is no toma. So she keeps partial nazirus. She kept 100% of a partial nazirus because the Baal is megas guys, meaning when he's mefer, that means everything until that point was a perfectly fine nazirus. He's not oiker the whole thing from the beginning. So therefore, she is a regular nazira. She should have to bring the regular karbanos of a nazira, which is, what's the karbanos of nazir? That's the standard three, chatas, oila, and shlamin. So
she didn't fulfill the term.
So she kept a nazirus for, again, we're challenging that, right? We said that there's no nazirus l'chatzayin in regards to the wine, grapes, etc. We were trying to be medayik. Okay, well, in karbanos, that means I'm going to be medayik in karbanos. There is. Nazirus could be partial and still be mechayiv karbanos. That's what we're asking. There's no, it can't be partial and mechayiv karbanos either. Well, if that's true, then why, in a tame case, is she bringing a chatas ha'ayv? And then the Gemara says, okay, well, what? So you want to tell me that she should be bringing karbanos, like a regular nazir? Well, then a regular nazir, let's just say she keeps partial nazirus, bring the regular slate of karbanos. Right? You can't bring part of the karbanos. And the Gemara is basically saying that. If her bringing a chatas ha'ayv is representative of the fact that a partial nazir brings karbanos, she should have to bring the full slate. Okay? You can't cut the karbanos in half. Either, you can cut the nazirus in half. That I can understand. Part of a nazirus is, she kept part of a nazirus. She kept part of it. It's a good nazirus. At whatever point, the Baal is made for its megas gaius, and therefore she doesn't have to finish out her nazirus. But the part that she kept was a real nazirus. So maybe she should have to bring karbanos. Now, she can't bring partial karbanos, so she'd have to bring the full karbanos for the part of the nazirus that she kept. So the Gemara says like this. Elo lo'olam aim karban l'chatzil nazirus. No, really, no kasha. Right? Now we have to understand in this brisa, there's no karbanos l'chatzil nazirus. You wouldn't bring karbanos at all. V'chatas ha'if demasya, the reason she's bringing a chatas ha'if, mishum dechatas al safek. Because since, and this was the question before, we see by Yoledes in other cases, normally we don't bring karbanos if it's suffik. The exception is chatas ha'if. Chatas ha'if is an exception. We make an exception by Yoledes. And therefore, and actually Tosfos points out over here, that the reason is, kid Rebbe Elazar, a kapar de nazar chayte. Right? Why? Because he's nazar asman min ayayin, that is considered a famous memra, that he's considered a chayte by restricting himself from wine, and therefore she, lamaisa, restricted herself from wine, so bring this chatas ha'if, even though normally we wouldn't bring it, lamaisa she accepted the nazirus, so on that aspect of it she was chayte, and therefore go ahead and bring this, but this is not, she's not bringing this chatas ha'if in regards to the slate of karbanos that one would normally bring for violating a nazirus, dahinu becoming tame, it's a separate din. And since we see that there's a kula by chata saif that you could bring it on suffix, so too over here, it's definitely within the spirit of what happened, of what occurred here. So since we can bring a chata saif, that's the exception. So go ahead, and we're going to make her bring it. But really, she's not. It's not a full on chiyuv because of the fact that she violated a nazirus. Okay. So now we've successfully defended. Right. We asked the kasha on Rav Yochanan. That how could you say mefer lemesana that mefer lemesana for the kikar that created inoy and ainim mefer lemesana ainim mesana? What do you mean over here? We should say that the hafara of the baal only takes effect in regards to the wine. And we said ain nizirus lachatzayin. We also said ain chatzi right ain chatzayin ben nizirus at all in regards to karbanos. Either we've successfully defended it. Akasha number two. Esvei ha'isha shenadra ben nazir. So let's say you have a woman. Again, she takes on nizirus. That's a form of neder. V'nitmas and she becomes tamei. V'achar kach hafer labala. So after she becomes tamei, the baal is mefer. Mevia chatasa oifei mevia osaf. This is what we quoted before. Now vi'i amrit mefer lemesana ve'ena mefer l'she'ein mesana. So if you want to say it's only partial, dilma miyayin di'is latzara hafer. Maybe it's only on the wine that she was mefer. Hafer la mitumas meis the less late tzara loy hafer la. There's two aspects. Again, we're only talking about tuma. Maybe the baal was only made for the wine. but not the Tumah. Ah, I know what you're all going to ask. Let's see the Gemara's answer before we, and then we just said Ein Chatayin, right? Wait. So the Gemara answers, Amri, Tumas Meis Nami Islet Tzara. No, there is Tzara on the Meis part also. The Pasuk says, V'chai Yitein Alibay, that the Chai, people living, should pay attention. Meaning, V'tanya, you're a mayor, Omer, based on that, my Dechsev, V'chai Yitein Alibay, how do we darshan this Pasuk? The Yasboid Yisbedun. That if a person is maspid others, then they will be maspid you. The yivkun yivkun lay. If you cry for others when the loss of others, then they'll cry for you. The yikbo yikberune. So otu over here again. If you to participate in the kvura and the burial of others, then they'll participate in your kvura. So it's considered a davar shel inui. Why? Because if she doesn't show up at the shiva, she doesn't show up to the burial, she doesn't show up to be part of the mourning because of the Nazirus and the Tumas Mace, so then she is going to suffer as a result of that. People aren't going to show up for her. Now,
two questions.
One second. Why didn't we just answer Nazirus HaChatzayin?
And why didn't we ask that in the very first, right? The first brisa said that she was Matama and she drank wine, and we only chose to ask about the
drinking of the wine. So let's. So before I said, hold on. I said, I'll get there. Okay. The Ran answers that you're right. Ein Hanami. There's two answers he brings. Number one, specific to Tumah and wine, that there is such a concept of a Nazirus. Nazirus, actually, this is the second answer of the Ran, is a concept of Nazirus Shimshin, where the Nazirus is only a restriction on wine, does not apply to mace. So in Nazir Shimshin, so the Ran says based on that, Nazir Shimshin means that they're not gonna drink wine, but will still be Matama to mace. So there was a Havamina that maybe you could have it the other way around. Maybe there's a two independent Naziruses. Just like there's a Nazirus for wine only, there could be a Nazirus for mace only. And maybe the Baal, says the Ran, is only Mefer, the wine part of it, and she remains a Nazirus in regards to the Tumas mace. Maybe they're two separate things. So you couldn't answer that. And why did we do that in the first place? Because in the first place, we were asking on the splitting of the wine, very specifically. That's the second answer. The first answer of the Ran is Ladavka. We could have answered the same thing. The Ein Nazirus HaChatzayin. But we wanted to teach us this din, that her restricting herself from being Matama to others is a din of Inui. So if she took on, she said, I'm not going to any funerals. I'm not. Then that would be a davar shel inui. That's what we're coming to say. The chiddush that the Gemara wanted to be mechadish that. So we specifically didn't answer. We could have answered Ein Nazirus HaChatzayin. So those are the two answers that the Ran brings. Okay, am I good? Or are you going to throw rocks at me now? Coming feisty on a Monday. Whew. Okay. Zuck the next Mishnah. So a woman makes a nether saying, I remember yesterday we kind of went up with like a mini sikkum of the five different things, rechitza, kishut, tashmish, peiros, and we did partial restriction of peiros. So if you remember partial restriction of peiros, we said, based on the way the Gemara came out, was that according to the Rabbanon, that was considered an inui, that was Shmuel's din. Meaning if she restricts herself from payers from somebody, that was the way of explaining the Mishnah. And Rav Yesi is the one who says you can't be mefer based on inui, but you have to be mefer. He can't be mefer because of Varm Shemina Levena. So partial restriction wouldn't be inui when our Mishnah said Rav Yesi is an inui. So it's a continuation. Like we said yesterday, the continuation of the Mishnayis here are all Stam Mishnayis are Rav Yesi. So the way we have to learn this is now kainim sha'ani nena lebriyis any yachal hafer. So she makes a nether that she's not going to have enough from briyis, any briyis. Okay, so then the baal cannot be mefer. The baal cannot be mefer. Okay, why? Because again, this is shitas rebiyisi. Rebiyisi holds partial restriction, and we're gonna have to see that what we're assuming right now is, and the way, at least a couple of different ways the Gemara is going to learn this, is that she could, Brias does not include the Baal, and therefore she could still have Anah from the Baal, and she's only restricting herself from Anah from everybody else, and this is Reb Yaisi Lishi Tasai, that partial restriction on Anah from Brias, meaning that regards to food, is not meferable because of Inui. Now, like we said, Reb Yesi, it would be subject to hafara, partial restriction, based on the Ram Shemayin Nedavayna, because it makes his life a little bit more difficult. But this is Stam Mishnah Rav Yosi, and therefore you can't be made for it. But Eina Chanami learned the Rishonim that according to the Rabbanon, you would be able to made for partial restriction, even though she could still get from the Baal. You would be able to made for because of Inui. That is Lishita Sam. Okay, that is the way Rav Yishanim learns. So the Rambam actually learns that everything's down a notch over here. That according to the Rabbanon, you can only be made for Bein Elabena, and Rav Yosi is even saying you can't be made for at all. But let's just go with the standard understanding. If it keeps everything in line with what we've been learning. Now, V'yichayla, and a very interesting lashon. It says V'yichayla. So again, Kainem Shani Nana Lebir, she makes an edder, she's not going to have enough from the Briers. Eini Yachal offer, the Baal can't be made for. V'yichayla hi Leonis B'leket Shechopeya. She can get benefit from Leket Shechopeya, which we're going to have to understand. What is this V'yichayla? Is it two separate things? Is it one because of that? Why? So we're going to have to understand that. Kainem Kaihanim Leviim, we're not going to discuss today. We will discuss tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Kainem Kaihanim Leviim Nenimli. So she says, if a person, this is not even her. We're not even talking about her now. We're talking about any regular person making a nether. Person makes a nether and says, Kaihanim Leviim can't have enough from me. What's the problem? That you're farming, you have to give Trumas and Meiser. So, no Kohanim Levim can have enough from me. Yitlu al karchai. They're going to take anyways. Sorry, you can't make that sort of nether. Kohanim Elu Levim Elu. You say, I don't like that Kayan. I'm not giving my truma to that Kayan. So then, or that, I'm not giving my master to that lady. Then, Yitlu Achim. So others can go ahead and take it. So now, Alma, Sagda Gemara, Alma Efshar Demitzanam Midilei. So from the fact that the Baal can't be Mefer, we see that she can continue getting Mizaynes from him. Miklal, the Baal, lav, bekal, briyesu. So it must be that the Baal is not included in Briyes. Otherwise, why can't you be Mefer? Now, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa. What did it say in the Mishnah? V'yechaylahi. And the Ran points out, it didn't say, Mipnei sheyechaylahi. We didn't connect the two necessarily. So it says, V'yechaylahi. Lehanes b'lechet shechopeya, aval, it sounds like, who gets lechet shechopeya? That's an ani. Somebody who doesn't have anybody to provide for them. So then, alma, midabal loy achla, so she doesn't eat from the baal. Alma baal b'chal b'riya. So we see that the baal is b'chal b'riya. So we have a problem over here. How are we going to understand these first two parts of the Mishnah? Kainim shani nena l'briya is eni achal l'hafer. Why? Because she's going to get from the baal. So baal is not b'chal b'riya. But, v'yechayla hi lehanes b'lechet shechopeya. She can get lechet shechopeya. Why? Because she can't get from the baal, which means that her nether was including when she said she's not going to have enough from Brias, that's going to include the baal. So like I said, there's two things, and the Ran really explains that there's two, again, the v'yechayla, right, sounds like the lechet shechopeya is a separate point. The second point the Ran makes that the other reason why she should be able to get lechet shechopeya is because we said in the last Mishnah, what was the final part of the last Mishnah? Then when we talk about she makes a nether, she's not going to have hanah from a certain chenveni. V'im loy hoisa parnasasai elam imenu, from that specific chenveni, harei ze yafer de Rav Yosi. So there, even Rav Yosi holds you could be mefer there because that's his access to food. So over here, the fact that she's restricting herself from everybody should be no worse than the fact that she restricted herself from a chenveni that's the exclusive provider, household provider for them. Okay, and therefore it should be no worse. So either way, we have to understand what are these two, again, there's a conflict here, but also how do we understand this v'yechayla? So we're going to have three answers. So answer number one is, Amar Ula, lo'olam baal lav b'chal b'riyasu. The baal is not b'chal b'riyas, meaning, what does that mean if he's not b'chal b'riyas? So the neder really never applied to the baal at all. She can continue getting food from the baal. V'oid ein yachal lahafer. And number two, we have now two independent reasons why he can't be mefer. Number one, because she can continue getting food from the baal. And number two, v'oid ein yachal lahafer m'dei sheichal lanas lechet shechopeya, because she can get lechet shechopeya. So that's answer number one. Answer number two is Rava Amar, lo'olam baal b'chal b'riyasu. Okay? The baal is b'chal b'riyas. She can't get food from the baal. U'matamka Amar, and the V'yechayla is really she'yechayla or mipnei she'yechayla. Okay, because she is able, matam, why can't the baal be made from the nether if she can't get food from the baal or anybody else? Because matam kamer, matam ein yachal lahafer, she'yechayla hanes b'lechet shechopeya. Because she can get from lechet shechopeya. Frek the Ran, I don't understand. By the last case of the final case of the last Mishnah, the chenveni, she could also get lechet shechopeya. So the Ran comes up with a very, very interesting teretz. He says, no, there's a difference. That the last case was talking about Bimais HaGishamim, where there was no Leket Shechem Pei available. En Echanami, if there was a possibility in this teretz of Rav of getting Leket Shechem Pei, so then that would be, then you're right. That would not be, the nether would not be made for a bowl. Over here, we're talking about a case where it's Bimais HaChama, okay, there is Leket Shechem Pei in the field, and that's how the Ran resolves that in Rava. Again, the other answers don't have to come on to this. It's two separate, independent things.
According to that, what will happen when you get back to the times when there's no Lechet Shechem Pei anymore? It's too late for him to be made for?
Well, it depends on, again, we're going to see, this is dependent on how you learn the Chalais of a Neder. Is it based on when the Amira? We're going to have this later. If it's an Amira, it goes in the Chalais. Lechalikas Tanaim. Okay. Third answer, Rav Nachman Amar La'olam Ba'alav B'chal Briyasu. Third answer is, again, we're going back to, again, so the first answer was the Baal is La B'chal Briyas, and there's two independent reasons why the Baal can't be made for. Number one, the Hishikin can still get food from the Baal. Number two, Lekha Chachabeya. Rav is saying, no, the Baal is B'chal Briyas, and we just changed the V'yachayla to Mipnei She'yachayla. And the third answer, Rav Nachman says, La'olam Ba'alav B'chal Briyasu. Really, the Baal is not B'chal Briyas, so she can continue getting food from the Baal. But they're talking about two different points in time. V'achi Katani, Nisgarsha Yechayla Lehanas B'lecha Chachopeya. That when they get divorced, so then she'll be able to get Lechet Shechem Pei. Now, what's very interesting is, the problem with this third answer is, what we're essentially saying is, that if the Baal couldn't provide, for whatever reason, during the marriage, that Lechet Shechem Pei, in other words, the Baal couldn't provide during the marriage, we couldn't say that her relying on Lechet Shechem Pei would now be an Inui. It's only after the Baal's not in the picture, right? We're saying there's two separate things. Before, while they're still married, before divorce, the Baal can provide. After divorce, you get Lechet Shechem Pei, which sounds like in this final answer, that before divorce, if the Baal couldn't provide, then it would be Inui, even though there's Lechet Shechem Pei. So the Acharonim discusses, and very interesting, and maybe it's a little not connected to something we said before, but very interesting that they say that a married woman, when she's left with her only option is to get Lechet Shechem Pei and she can't rely on her husband, so that's considered a davar shel inui. But when she's a penuya and she doesn't have anybody else to rely on, then it is considered inui that they're relying on her. So it could be situational, and that's how they explain the difference in the answer over here. Al kapanim, this is where we'll stop today. Quick review. So we came off of yesterday, the machlokes that we had in regards to machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, that if you have two loaves of bread, one represents inui to her and one does not. So we said Shmuel holds mefer lemisana, and you can be mefer for the both of them. Actually, Shmuel holds, right? Again, it's one; they're both eichel, and you can't split the hafara. Therefore, you have to be mefer for the misana. Rav Yochanan said that Rav Asi Amir Rav Yochanan, or in the second Lashon Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan responded that you could be mefer, you could do a partial hafar, meaning when we said you can't have a partial hafar, it means you have to be mefer 100% of what is subject to hafara, and it's only davar shel inui, but we could split it in this situation. Mefer l'misana v'ini mefer l'ini misana. We asked the kasha number one by Nazirus, how could we say that the hafara of Nazirus works to make it that the woman is now not going to get malchus for drinking wine, or not going to get malchus for any grape products? I don't understand that even though the Baal was made for the wine is inui, grape seeds are not, grape peels are not inui, and therefore, if you're saying that there is hafara for partial, so to over here, the Baal was only made for the wine part of the Nazirus. So the Gemara says, no, a Nazirus is different, since you can't take on a Nazirus just for wine, it all comes together, so too the hafara would have to all happen together, a Nazirus l'chatzayin. We tugged at that lashon a little bit, right? So we tried to make a diak. Maybe for karbanos, you're telling me there is chatzayin, meaning that if a person kept partial of nazirus, so then they should be chayiv karbanos. And we said no, really not chayiv karbanos either. We said if so, why does the woman bring the chatas ha'oif, who's tameh? And we said that we'll have to answer why she has to bring that, but it can't be because Parsha Naziris is Mechayev Karbonos, because if so, she should have to bring the full slate of Karbonos. Elmai, what's the reason over there? Because the Chata Sa'if is maybe Aidei Safek, since Lamaisha, she took on the way Tosfos explains, Lamaisha took on the Naziris, and we know that there's an aspect of Chet, Kedur Belazar HaKapar, right? Nazir is considered a Chet because she restricted herself from Yayin, and therefore she's going to be the Chata Sa'if. Kasha number two was, what about Tumah Meis? We said, Isha Shenadra Ben Nazir Ben Nitzmavach HaFarla. Okay, we said, I don't understand if Mefer Lamasana, Lena Masana, why don't we say the wine portion, the Baal was only Mefer, the wine, the whole, all the stuff that had to do with grape products, wine, and etc. But the Tumah part portion stays, and she shows Shugat Malkos for that. And the Gemara answers because that there is Inui in Tumas Mace as well, and that's why the Baal Hafara had to be subject to that. That was one of the diaspidun and yispidun, that if a person participates in the funeral of others, they will participate in his or her funeral, and therefore it is as Davar Shal Inui, and that was the Chiddush of our Gemara. Says the Ran that Eina Chanami, we could have answered, we just wanted to teach us this Chiddush, but Eina Chanami, we could have answered Eina Zirus HaChatzayin, or in the second answer is no, that maybe there would be that we have to come on to this answer that it's specifically about Meister is Inui, because just like by Nazir Shimshin, we see that there's a Nazir Slachatsayin that you only have the restriction of the grape product, okay? That is that is effective in the Naziris. Maybe you could have a Naziris where the Baal is made for the grape and the Naziris is chal only for the Tumas Mace portion. Okay, Kamash Malah, no, that we see that it is a Davar Shal Inui. And then we ended with the new Mishnah, which discussed Kainem Shani Nana Libriyais in Yachal Hafer. Okay, and via Chayla, we said Lahanes Blacha Chekopea, and we had to understand, sounds like from the first part that the Baal, that the she can get from the Baal since the Baal can't be Mefer, and in the second part, she's getting Lecha Chekopea, which sounds like she cannot get from the Baal. So which one is it? So we have three answers. Answer number one is that it's or. The Baal can't be Mefer for two reasons. Number one, because she can get from the Baal Abachal Briyas, and the Baal's not included in the nether. And number two, she can get Lecha Chekopea. Rava said that it's coming to explain why. Really, Baal is Bechal Briyas. And why can't he be Mefer? Because she can get Lecha Chekopea. And the Ran had to answer why that's different in the case of Chenvini, where if the Parnasa only comes exclusively through that Chenvini, why we didn't answer that there. And then the third answer was that Rav Nachman, that they're taking, it's in different stages. That while they're married, yes, Baal is Lav B'chal Briyas, and he could provide for her, and therefore he can make her. And even if you'll tell me that there'll be Inui after she gets divorced, she can also get like a Chichon Peah, and that takes care of that.